Welcome to Winning Every Day. Winning Every Day devotional is written by Isaac Mell. If you are blessed by this podcast, kindly share with your friends and loved ones at the end of the podcast. Thank you and may the Lord bless you.
Fire in my veins, road to redemption, song of salvation, my anchor in oceans that toss me in waves. We're not in
where in life you are right now.
Maybe you feel like you don't know where you're going.
Maybe you're just going through the motions.
Feeling like you should be somewhere else.
Maybe it feels like your life is in ruin and you're wondering how you got here.
Or maybe life is great and you have achieved everything you've ever dreamt of.
But you still feel it. Empty, broken, lost.
I don't have all the answers, but I know the source of the problem, sin.
It's what breaks our connection with God. You know it. It's true.
There's nothing we can do to fix it.
That's where Jesus comes in, the Son of God, the one that changed it all.
He died to pay for our sins, but rose 3 days later to open the door to God for all of us.
Despite our imperfections.
Now that's good news!
You can ask him into your life, right now.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it!
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
I did it.
And how about you?
Thank you for joining us today on this podcast. Waiting can be one of the hardest things we do in life, especially when we're believing God for something big. Whether it's for a child, a job, a breakthrough, healing, or even for a spouse, the waiting season can feel frustrating and uncertain. But what if waiting isn't a delay, but a time of preparation? What if God is using this season to strengthen your faith and align things in ways you can't yet see? In this message, we'll explore what it truly means to trust God's timing, even when it doesn't match our expectations. As you prepare your heart, let's go into the Word and discover what God has for us today. The topic is Understanding God's Timing, and our Bible text is from Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11.
Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 11. He has made everything beautiful in its time. He has also set eternity in the human heart, yet no one can fathom what God has done from beginning to end.
Today, I would like to begin with this story of a young woman named Emily. Emily was a graduate who came out of the university in flying colors. She had a dream to get a job in a top company. Emily worked hard. She sent out applications and went for interviews, however, every door seemed to close in her face. It wasn't that she wasn't qualified, in fact, she was more qualified for some of the positions. But nothing seemed to work, and Emily began to question God, "Lord, why this delay? Haven't I done everything right? Have you ever prayed and waited, but it seemed like nothing was happening? Maybe you're waiting for a job, a breakthrough in your business, healing, or even a life partner. The waiting season can feel like a wilderness, but here's the truth, God's timing is always perfect. As believers, we need to understand God's timing. We live in a world of instant gratification, of fast food, instant messaging, same-day delivery, and so we don't like waiting. But God doesn't operate on our schedule. He operates on His divine timeline, and His ways are higher than ours. Isaiah chapter 55 verses 8 to 9 says, "For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts." Think about Joseph in the Bible. God gave him dreams of greatness, but what happened first? He was sold into slavery, falsely accused, and imprisoned. It took 13 years before he could step into the fulfillment of his dreams. If Joseph had rushed ahead or given up in frustration, Joseph would have never made it to the palace. Are you willing to trust God even when His timing doesn't match your expectations? I want you to understand that waiting is not wasting. One of the biggest lies the enemy tells us is that waiting is a wasting time. But the truth is, waiting is preparation time. God is working behind the scenes, preparing you for the task ahead. He is aligning things in ways you cannot see. Romans chapter 8 verse 28 reminds us that in all things God works for the good of those who love Him, who have been called according to His purpose. God will work everything out for your good as you trust and wait on Him today, in Jesus' name. Do you also remember the story of David in the Bible? Though David was anointed a king when he was a teenager. However, David didn't take the throne immediately. After he was anointed, while running away from Saul, David spent years in the wilderness which helped him to grow. Your wilderness experience might be an opportunity to grow and develop in capacity for the assignment ahead. As David ran away from Saul, away in the wilderness, he learned to lead, and he also grew in character while waiting. His waiting season prepared him for the reigning season. Can you also wait for the perfection of God's plan for your life? What if your waiting season is actually a season of growth? Instead of asking God, "Why the delay?" ask Him, "God, what do you want me to learn in this season?" In the midst of your delay, always learn to trust the timing of God. How do we trust God when we don't even understand His delays? I will share with you today four important steps you can take to trust God and wait for His perfect timing. 1. Stay in prayer. Instead of complaining by taking your frustrations to God, stay in prayer. Philippians 4:6 says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God." Even when it seems the delay is long, stay in prayer and trust God to fulfill His promise in your life. 2. Be faithful in the small things. As you wait, do not stop doing what you can. If you're believing God for a promotion, be excellent where you are, presently. If you're waiting for a spouse, work on becoming the best version of yourself. 3. Surround yourself with encouragement. Always find people who will remind you of God's promises. Staying connected to His Word and His people will help you while you wait. 4. Remember His past faithfulness. Has God ever come through for you before? Then He will do it again. The same God who was faithful yesterday is still faithful today. Hebrews chapter 13 verse 8 says, "Jesus Christ is the same, yesterday, today, and forever." As you go today, take a moment and reflect on these things. What are you waiting on God for right now? Have you been growing impatient, or are you trusting His timing? Remember this. God is never late, and He is never early. He is always right on time. He sees the full picture when we can only see a small part. If God is asking you to wait, it's because what He has for you is worth the wait. So, keep trusting. Keep praying. Keep growing. Because when the time is right, God will make it happen and you shall celebrate. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You for this day and for the reminder that Your timing is always perfect. Lord, we surrender our plans, our worries, and our waiting seasons into Your hands. Help us to trust You even when we don't understand the delays. Strengthen our faith, teach us patience, and align our hearts with Your perfect will. Father, I commit every listener into Your hands today. Go before them, make their paths straight, and fill their hearts with peace. Let today be a day of joy, favor, and divine opportunities. Bless the work of their hands, protect them from harm, and let them walk in the assurance that You are working all things together for their good. We give You all the glory, and we ask all these things in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Bible in a Year. The Bible reading for today is from Exodus chapter 37 and chapter 38, and for the evening, Matthew chapter 23 verses 23 to 39. Thank you for being part of today's episode of Winning Every Day. Have a pleasant day and may the Lord bless.
For more information about salvation, faith, and other biblical topics, write to info@isaacmel.com. You can also call us for prayer requests and to share your testimonies on +234-706-688-5715. Winning Every Day is a daily devotional podcast by Isaac Mel Ministries. You can also listen to us on iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and on Spreaker. Till next podcast, go and win with Jesus.
I will need